Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, today is a special day of curiosity because we are recording on October 31st, 2023. And our guest today is a real live witch, which we're going to get to in a moment. But before we do, we'll just kind of tease that out there for everyone listening. Oh, we got you. Kelly, what are you putting out for the trick-or-treaters today? Are you going to give them pennies? Are you going to give them lumps of coal? Are you going to give them carrots? What kind of house are you?
Oh, well, I'm normally like a big Butterfinger girl, like the king size.
Like
right?
Size?
Like, oh, gosh, yeah. Like, I want to be that house. But so
those are the best houses.
I know they're the best houses. They're the ones that like kids actually make maps on. But my daughter's gone. My son's gone. So we're either going to just like sit in the driveway and do like a fire. We just got snow, everybody. It's Minneapolis and it snowed. And or we're going to close the house up and go out to dinner. Is
so
that like un-American?
Full on.
Yeah.
Be a great house in the neighborhood or you just don't care about kids.
Okay, we're gonna hand out king size Butterfingers. Like that's what we need to do. Like
you
right?
could do this. You could either bank on the humanity of kids that if you leave a bucket of full size Butterfingers, not one kid is gonna take the whole thing. That they're actually only gonna take one, and you get to go out to dinner with your husband. So you could
No, that doesn't happen because I know it would be. I would just take the whole thing. I would just like go like that, and then I would be like done.
Well, and you're very business minded, so you would probably grab the whole basket and then sell it to your friends.
Yeah,
for
I would have.
$1
yeah.
a bar.
That's a brilliant. And what's interesting is I have a 12-year-old daughter that she's built like I am, and she's a softball player. So she's the type of kid that'll like crank the softball and then take that moment to think, does she want to run to first base? But that girl can run on Halloween. I've never seen my daughter move so fast than on Halloween.
It's a very motivating day. I mean, talk about motivation. That candy high is pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's a Jody.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
All right, here we go. We are here with Jody Jacobson. As she is more commonly known in her sphere of influence as Witch Jody. She's the owner of Midwest Witchery and Healing. And her website is MidwestWitcheryHealing.com. I'm not going to waste your airtime, Jody, spelling that out.
No,
the information will be in the chat. It'll be in all the notes and the social media graphics that go out.
And so, our banner down below. Look, everybody. We're getting fancier and fancier every show.
We've got fancy.
Like, there we go. Vanna.
So, Jody, it's not your first time here. No. Welcome back.
This is not our first rodeo.
Thank you. So I got two things. First, I need Kelly's address because I need that big Butterfinger there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just expect
we
one.
We should actually do that right now, Kelly. What?
Whole city just comes to Kelly's house.
There's a light out the door.
Yeah. The second thing is I think I've seen the best Halloween costumes so far this year.
And?
Already this
year. Okay, tell.
Halloween woke up and decided to dress as Christmas.
Wow.
I stole that from Keith Marler on Fox 9 News this morning, but it is kind of funny.
That is brilliant. I'm a big Christmas. I have to tell the truth. I'm a much bigger Christmas fan than Halloween fan, but that's just me. Hey, we're going to focus on Halloween today.
I like all holidays, so it don't matter to me.
It was really funny. I woke up this morning with the fresh snow, and I've been singing like it's the best time of the year, or I forget what, like, I can't sing, and I'm not going to do that on air, like, right? But I've been singing Christmas songs all day on
the
Halloween.
Most wonderful time of the
there
year.
There we go. Thank you, Jody.
Kelly, that plant behind you almost started dying when it felt like you were going to sing. Oh. It was like on air.
Well, thank God it's fake. right. You know, something I, before we launch into Jody, I want to let everybody know, not only is she a friend of the Edge, she's a contributor. Like, the most recent article is on Sage.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can really see that well, but that's, like, she's just amazing. We talked yesterday about what the December amazing herb's going to be.
It's done already. I looked that bad boy up. It's done.
Of course it is.
So, like, right. I have to ask Jody, because we're having a lot more fun talking about kind of our lives and current things going on, and because you're a friend of the Edge and you've been on the show before, I'm going to ask you a question around something that happened in my personal sphere of influence recently. One of my girlfriend's friends recently got out of a longer relationship. Ooh. And literally all the girls got together last Friday, and they had, I was joking, I was like, you guys are having a little bit of like a witchy event, like a seance kind of. And they had the sage and they were, you know, basically supporting their friend to move on to better things. But I'd be so interested to hear your kind of comments on that. Like, what would be your recommendation for a really successful witchy event in the context of like moving on from a relationship or something?
Like cutting cords and things like that?
Like sage, I was like, I was all over it. I was like, I know the sage thing, do that, but that's as far as I got.
Okay. So my suggestion would be, yes, like Kelly said, a cord cutting where you take two different candles, right? And you're going to take a string across the two of them. And all you're going to do is you're going to light the two candles. Now put it in a fire-safe dish. What I do is I get a pie pan. I put a little bit of tinfoil down because guess what? When the wax melts, you can just pick it all up and throw it away. But so you have the candle standing up, drip a couple pieces of wax, you know, asphyxiate the candles so that they're, you know, probably, you know, I don't know, inch and a half, 2 inches apart, put a little piece of cord around it, yarn, whatever. And as the candles go down, it will start the cord on fire and it'll drop. And then it's basically clearing the air, kind of like what you were doing. Sage is used for clearing negativity. And that's great, but a cord cutting would be great. But you know what? The biggest thing I'm going to suggest to your friend is it's okay to grieve. She had a relationship. It's over. It's okay to grieve. She's going to go through all the stages. She's going to go through anger, acceptance, denial, sadness. She's going to go through all of it. And it's okay. Let her have that moment. But the biggest thing, take some time for herself, a little self-love, a little self-care. She needs to reintroduce herself to herself. She needs to kind of heal her heart a little bit and be okay and sit in the fact that, you know what, I'm an independent woman and I can do this. I don't need somebody else. I get to do what I want to do right now, no matter what that is. Travel, whether it is, you know, do a new job or just sit and hang out with the girls and go on a girls weekend up north or down south or whatever the girls want to do. Bottle of wine, doesn't matter. We're sitting and watching a silly, stupid movie, you know, like Bridesmaids or you know, something crazy, you know. Whatever she's into, just let her have a little time to herself and just kind of reevaluate where she is in life and decide what she wants to do before she starts manifesting for another relationship. She needs to take some time for herself.
You know, Wow. That is really powerful. And I had a client last night, a man client that was
a man client.
Yeah. Well, no, but we always hear about.
Are you sure it was a man client, not a boy client?
No, he's definitely a man. Like, right. But we talk about what women do, and the reason I'm bringing up is because he is in the beginning of a relationship, and they're not, and I think they've been on like 15 dates. So 15 is, you know, you're starting to get to know each other.
That could be like a whole year.
It could be. I think it's only a couple months, but that's okay. But she's not communicating the way he wants, and he's beating himself up on it. He's just carrying this on and he was going down these spirals of I'm being used. I'm not being supportive. She doesn't like me. She's just using me as a plan B. And I, the intuitive girl I am, I really got that she was really, really busy and she really, really liked him. And she just wasn't a big texter. I think she's in customer service, so she's on the phone all day long. So the last thing she wants to go do is go have a 2-hour conversation. And I just got that they were different frequencies. So what we were talking about last night is like, don't wear this, man. Don't go down these rabbit holes thinking that you are bad or to blame or rejected or whatever. It's just you're in different frequencies. Yeah. And I mean, it was like an hour and a half of us, like almost like getting into it with each other because he just, well, she does this and she, and he was getting all upset. And I'm like, no, don't.
He's having self-doubt. He is definitely having self-doubt. Right? And I feel the same thing you do. She is very busy. And it happens where I know when I got out and I went through a divorce. And so I was going back into the dating field. And I know he's my current husband now. And he kind of felt like he wasn't real sure. And I'm like, dude, okay, I'm a nurse. I got two kids because at the time my children were in middle school and elementary school. I was running with hockey. I was running with volleyball. I was running with color guard and band stuff and baseball. And it was like in football. And I'm like, whoa. And it's like, I'll get to you when I get to you. But right now I got to do this. So I see that she is, yes, very busy. She is very in depth with her stuff, her friendships, whatnot. And she does like this gentleman. She just is really busy. And her whole life is like one, two, three. And it's like, I have to have my planner. If it's not on my planner, it can't happen.
Right.
Kind of like how you are, Kelly. It's like, I'm all booked out. Kind of like me too. It's like, I look at my schedule. Yeah, I can do this. Oh crap. Where am I going to put it? So he's just having a little self-doubt because he likes her so much and he really wants us to work.
I know.
So I think that they need to just be able to have like almost like date night where social media goes away, friendships and kids go away, whatever it happens to be for them, so they can connect and say, hey, what's your good fluidity schedule? Like every Thursday, every Wednesday, and just pick a day a week that it's just about them so they can build that foundation a little bit more in depth. And I think that's really going to help. Yeah.
So that's funny. You say, well, it's not funny. It's because it's you and I. God, we should go on the road. I said to him, like, ask her, could we talk on Wednesday at 7 o'clock and have a standing 7 o'clock meeting? And I think the reason we're talking about this is I think people that not only because we're live on all these channels, but recording, I think people need to hear this in relationships because I think they go down these rabbit holes that they just don't need to. And it's about communication and he needs this and she's able to give this and it's not right. It's not wrong. It's just, it is what it is.
And help me out with this, Kelly, because I don't know your friend. Everybody can attest. I don't know who this gentleman is.
Yeah.
His previous relationships before, one of the biggest problems was is it wasn't the communication thing was an issue. And so he is very driven on that because he feels like, oh, if I would have just spoke, if I would have done this, if I would have done this, our relationships would have worked better. So he's really hyper-focused in doing the right thing so he doesn't screw it up this time. He's not screwing it up.
I know.
He's just programmed to think, it didn't work the last time because of this. So now I don't know what to do this time and I'm trying, but now she's kind of in the spot he was in last time.
Yep.
So it's just communication and it's going to work itself out. And again, for guys too, if they've gone through a breakup or anything, go with your buddies, go fishing, go hunting, go to the sports bar, have a couple of beers, watch the game, go, I don't know, bowling, whatever guys do nowadays, because got to be honest.
Brian, what do guys do these days?
Well, I have a couple pieces and I think you'll both back me up from the male and feminine divine standpoint that no matter who you are in a relationship, the best thing anybody can do is to not be coming from a place of need.
Exactly.
And this gentleman is my guess. He's a little insecure from past relationships and he's acting out of emotion in this relationship because he really, really likes someone and he's acting out of need. And unfortunately, he's making up all these stories that probably aren't true. And you both have tuned into that they're likely not true or definitely not true. And through his need and through his story making, he's actually going to push this person away. Whereas if he simply took some time to, be in his own confidence and in his own knowing, he could show up. And my guess is that in a very short amount of time, she'd be the one reaching out to him and things would balance out a bit more. So,
this has been like, okay, this is segment one. This has been the best like 16 minutes. And I really feel that this was all brought up because I think that we're able to really hold space for a lot of people. And these are discussions that people don't talk about openly. And we have three different perspectives coming through. And we have the masculine, we have the feminine, and then we have which Jody. So, I mean, that's amazing. So, like, that's, like, right? Oh, my gosh. We should, like, turn this into, like, relationship advice segment. Okay. Well, we have more to come. Segment 2 and 3, we're going to dive deeper into our amazing guest, which Jody, who is just a trusted friend of the edge of the show, owner of Midwest Witchery and Healing in Stillwater. Like, you got to go there. Like, just, oh my gosh, go. And it's witchy season. Happy Halloween. And hey, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jody, also known as Witch Jody on social media. I opened Midwest Witchery and Healing in historic Stillwater because, as a nurse, I love to help others. When you come and visit Midwest Witchery and Healing, you will find everything from divination and magical services, classes, to ritual tools, jewelries, handcrafted candles, witchy gear, and much more. My store is a safe environment for all on their own unique path. Look for the purple door. Find out more at MidwestWitcheryHealing.com.
Exciting news. The Being Curious Show is undergoing a transformative shift, transitioning to a podcast-only format starting February 2024. Join us on all major podcast platforms at the Edge Network for interrupted access to enlightening and curious conversations. Don't miss a single episode as we delve into thought-provoking discussions. Embrace the transformative and stay tuned for an immersive auditory experience that sparks curiosity. Subscribe on your preferred podcast platform now. Be a part of the Being Curious Show here, there, and everywhere.
Okay, welcome back. This is the Being Curious Show with Kelly and Brian, and we're here with Witch Jody. And we had a really fun segment one. And, you know, I think, Kelly, we should start at least exploring the idea, especially when we have someone like Witch Jody in studio. And we are live, and we should put out to the world for certain shows that people can call in. I mean, it would be really exciting to have.
Oh, hell yeah.
Especially like what we were talking about in segment one. I think, you know, and you both have far more experience than I do in this realm. But my sense through the, you know, probably thousands of conversations I've had with practitioners of all sorts is that people show up and they want to talk about money or relationships. Yep. And we could just have so much fun and really be so valuable, I think.
Well, the perspective.
There would be this communal effort towards people, whereas, you know, of course you're getting extraordinary value going to Jody and going to Kelly. But I think there's that communal aspect that we could really bring to this show that would be exciting.
Jody, you should now do sessions on counseling for people in relationships.
You know, I kinda do.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say that could be one of your offerings.
I do. It's called Tea Time with Jody, and you get to book a private session with me, whether you want to do a half an hour or an hour. And basically, there is nothing off limits. So whatever you want to talk about, whether it's health, whether it is, you know, how to manifest something, whether, you know, so, you know, again, money, relationships. And of course my big three are money, relationships, and the dead, because I speak with the dead. So I get a little bit of all gamuts. So,
you know what I love about Witch Jody is, so for example, her son just had, surgery today, and you just hold space like no other. I'm just telling you, like, right. You just hold space in this beautiful way. That's amazing. And Brian, the cops are showing up. They're going to be there any minute, and they're going to come get you.
Does he have a straight jacket on?
Nope, not today.
I always have my to-go bag ready because I know it's just a matter of time.
I wanted to say blessed Samhain to everybody that's listening, because from a witch standpoint, you know, Samhain is Halloween. So for happy Halloween, happy Samhain to anybody that's watching and listening. Had a lot of people ask me today, what time is your store open? I'm not. I'm too busy today. And like Kelly says, I hold space. So I had surgery for my, well, I didn't, but my son had surgery this morning. I've got you guys this afternoon. Through the same radio station, we have a big, huge event going on tonight. We're having a paranormal live streaming show tonight on your channel.
Let's do a little call out for that. I think it's through Greg Bakken and Ghost Box, correct? Friend of the show. Yeah. And you guys are in your beautiful space at Midwest Witchery and Healing. What's your address?
324 Main Street South, Stillwater, Minnesota. I'm on Main Street. It's called the Grand Garage. If you see the Tiki Bar, you come on in between the Bridal Shop Tiki Bar, go to the back. It's like a little Diagon Alley, and you'll find me. I've just expanded, as Kelly knows. So I have Midwest Witchery and Healing, and I have Midwest Witchery Healing Center. So we have expanded in a year and a half already. It's been amazing. We love to help people in all gamuts, as you know. But yeah, so tonight I got permission from all of the different shop owners, and we are doing a live investigation of not my show, just my store, all the shops in the building. So it's going to be really cool. I've never done anything like this. So
it's going to be great. And Greg is magical in his world, right? Like, yeah. So he's going to show up all excited.
Well, trust me, he's been here a lot. He's checking out things. You know, he's walking around with his little papers, you know, it's just.
And for those listening, Jody, when you say investigation, you're going to be like looking for people who have passed on.
Yes.
Right.
And there's an awful lot. There's a lot of activity in this building. We've had activity in this building since before I was ever here. People will come in the door and sometimes come down to my store and say, who is the lady at the front of the building that was dressed real Victorian? And I'm like, I got a bunch of nothing. They were actually seeing an apparition. I've had different shop owners have many different experiences, from things opening and shutting to seeing things to hearing things. In April, Kelly is aware of this. It was our 1 year anniversary. And we were hearing a woman screaming for help. Help me, help me. There is nothing back over here, like nothing. And so I went running. I'm a nurse. I went running, went to the bathroom, thinking somebody, you know, fell, something like that. All the other different shops heard it. So everybody kind of came flying down that way. There was nothing that could get by. We went through everything top to bottom. There was nothing there. And it was eerie. It was really eerie back there. The energy had shifted. It was cold. So I'm really interested to see what they come up with. Now, I'm not one of these people who believes in crossing spirits over. Spirits are here. They need to do what they need to do. If they ask for help to get across, that's one thing. But I let them do their thing, because though our body dies, our energy doesn't. And so there is something going on with that. And we're still learning. That's why it's called the paranormal. So we're still learning about all this. And I truly do not want to upset the balances, because if they need to stay here for some kind of a resolution of some kind, it's not my place to move them. That's my feeling on it. I also don't do, there's a lot of crazy ghost hunting type shows out there. I'm not going to pick on the spirits, because that's just, no, that's just no. Why would you do that? I don't want to be picked on here in life. Why would you want to pick on somebody else when they've transitioned? I'm a very kind, hearted soul. And if a spirit would seek help, that's one thing. But I've had many encounters my whole life with the dead, and I've never had somebody seek me and say, can you help me move me on? I've had one spirit that's actually affiliated with this building who is lost in a basement here from probably prohibition type era. And he was just lost like in the caverns, and he couldn't quite figure out how to get out to where the door was. And I just showed him where the door was, and he was very grateful, and off he went. And that was that. And it was over and done with. And the clinks and the clanks and everything that had been happening in that space is no longer happening. So.
Well, thank you.
Like, right? No more clicks and clanks.
Right. I feel it the most when I go to the bathroom. So we leave, and like, there's like that little area that I was just like, ooh, hello friends. How
yes,
are you?
There's more than one over there, as you can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little busy back there.
So what time does everything start tonight?
I think that it goes live at 8:30. I know they're going to be here setting up a little before that, but it goes live at 8:30. It goes 8:30 to 11:30, I think it is. So it should be very interesting. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
No, because you have a lot going on. So I have a question. Are you going to be wearing any of your new dresses or having any of your new witch brooms that you're offering at the store?
Well, the witch brooms will be, you know, displayed, and we are actually the home central is going to be in the healing center. And as you can see behind me, I have a few dresses displayed just so you can see some stuff. But you will be able to see stuff in the videoing, because when Greg is setting up what he calls his home base for his computer and all that, to watch the cameras, you'll be able to see that behind him. So you will see certain things there, yes. But yeah, you guys, we got in so much more stuff. I have a whole apparel line. We have witches hats. I'm going to pull something out here. This is kind of cool. It's a purse, okay? But it's the Book of Shadows, or the Book of Spell Book. And it's an actual purse, and I've got wallets, I've got handbags now. We have these absolutely amazing brooms.
Made beautifully for you, aren't they? Yeah.
Well, they're not just specifically for me. It's Meckley Brooms, and Meckley is out of Pennsylvania, okay? She hand makes them. And to get these brooms, I ordered. Now, I did special order specific ones with the coloring. So they have like black handles and they're colored for Mabon. So they've got different Mabon and for Samhain's, because today is Samhain. So it's got like bristles that have like reddish and black and some purpley hues and stuff. I think over the weekend we sold 4 of them. I think I am actually down to 6. I think I've only got 6 left out of the 20 I had ordered. So I'm going to have to be ordering more in, but we do still have some available, but they're all handmade. And the way she does this and designs it, I mean, I have actually made a broom before when I was out in Salem at a different company, but it's intense to do this. It's not an easy thing to do. And she does each one individually by hand, and pulling and wrapping and doing all this stuff. It's not like done by a factory at all. So it takes time for her to put these together. And I'm very impressed with them. And I love the gal that I work with. Her name is Brenna, who makes them. And Brianna, I apologize. And Brianna is just a fantastic lady.
You know, something that I really love about Witch Jody is her authenticity and the space she creates in Stillwater. I encourage anybody that's curious, like, and I'm not just the curious show, and you know, we're owning curiosity here at this show, but go and she allows you to go, creates this safe space that, yeah, I'm starting to channel, and that's what, like, whoop, 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 because you do this to me. A beautiful safe space in Stillwater. But then if you want to go ask questions, and you are a nurse, yes, you know so much about the human body, and you've been with people as they've been born and they've transitioned out, and you've been around the block. I mean, you've had things happen with your body. So like, not only can people spend time with you with the human side, but then also that psychic and those mediumship abilities, like, oh my gosh, if the health systems knew about how gifted an ability like that you are as a nurse and how you brought it for years. Like, oh my gosh. Like, they don't understand who they had. Just saying.
Some of them know.
Okay, good.
Some of them know. In fact, I work casual now. So I only pick up a couple of days a month just because I'm so in depth with what's going on here. It's hard for me to continue that. And the place that I resided at for the past 10 years is like, we miss you. Please come back.
Of course.
In nursing lingo, and I'm going to say it that way, in nursing lingo, the patients that are a little bit harder to handle because of emotional issues, or maybe they have some PTSD, when you're waking up from surgery, it can be a little overwhelming. But the people who have a little bit more troublesome with mental health, I'm really a good calming aspect, and I can get them to go through the surgery from before to after and get them home in a safe space. When people with, and I'm going to use my son as an example because it's a great example. My son is on the autism spectrum and he has severe depression and a few other aspects about him. When he gets put to sleep, he fights it because that is our natural body, because you've lost control. It's a control thing.
Right.
I have a way of keeping them calm so that they can slip in and slip out really easily and go home and feel safe and secure. And they just know how to speak to people because I can tap into what's happening in their brain and in their body and help soothe them. And so the surgeons especially are like, oh my gosh, we miss Jody because she would have been the one that could really handle this. Because sometimes women wake up and we cry. It's a hormonal thing. Men wake up. Sometimes they're very angry. Sometimes they're very playful. Sometimes they can be scared. So they, you know, different emotions for different personalities. And when you have somebody who's vulnerable, any type of a vulnerability, and you're putting them under, it's scary for them. It's very scary for them. And to have somebody who, and Brian, you have not met me in person, but Kelly has. And the only way I can explain this, when you're in the room or within my vicinity of my energy just goes, whoo, and kind of calms you down. I'm one of these calmers. And I've done it my whole life. It's just one of those gifts that I was born with. But people like being around me because I am such a calm energy, and I can calm their own energies down and make them feel safe in their space.
Let's just go hang out at our store. Let's just go hang out. Yeah, if you just need to do that, go do it. Okay, you guys. I'm going to ask you this, and this is we are wrapping up segment two, going to three. You have psychic and mediumship abilities, and there's a difference between the two. So I know there's a curiosity around that. But then I just really want to take the rest of the time of this segment and just really encourage people, if you are in Stillwater, gosh, even if you're not, just go do a little day trip. The fall colors are still a little there. Well, not with the snow. Sorry, guys, it's done. But go to Stillwater. Go to Midwest Witchery and Healing. Say that 10 times really, really fast.
Right.
And just feel safe. And ask the questions that you might be like, I'm kind of scared to ask. Go watch Jody. Nice. She'll be like, oh, come on in. The water's fine. It's absolutely all good.
Yeah. There is no questions that you have to be afraid to talk to me about. And people bring in religion, about Christianity and stuff. Honey, I was born and raised a Christian. I am not afraid. Come on in and I'll explain, and it's all good. It's all good.
And she has the store, but now she has her healing center as well. And we're going to dive deep into that into the next segment. I'm so incredibly excited. Okay, you guys, the Being Curious show. I'm Kelly. That's Brian. Today we have Witch Jody. Happy Halloween. And what is it?
Blessed Samhain.
Blessed Samhain to everyone. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jody, also known as Witch Jody on social media. I opened Midwest Witchery and Healing in historic Stillwater because, as a nurse, I love to help others. When you come and visit Midwest Witchery and Healing, you will find everything from divination and magical services, classes, to ritual tools, jewelries, handcrafted candles, witchy gear, and much more. My store is a safe environment for all on their own unique path. Look for the purple door. Find out more at MidwestWitcheryHealing.com.
Calling all vendors. Join the mystical gathering at Edge Life Reawakened. Unleash your offerings at Edge Life Reawakened in a captivating Minneapolis on March 2nd, 2024 from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Delta Hotel. This collaborative event by Edge Magazine and Awakenings beckons vendors in paranormal, metaphysical, and holistic realms. With 75 plus vendor spots and sponsorship opportunities, this is your chance to shine. Tea leaf readers, crystal experts, and holistic healers, showcase your talents. Connect with the authors and publishers in metaphysical and holistic health and wellness, and so much more. Be a part of the extraordinary. Apply now at edgemagazine.net/EdgeLifeEventsReawakened. For further details, contact Kelly Wagner at kelly@edgemagazine.net or 612-251-6666. Amplify your presence at Edge Life Reawakened.
Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com.
Okay, you guys, guess what? We're like getting fancy here at the show. So not only are we streaming on like 8 different channels, we did our little commercial break. Like, oh my gosh, it's like we're big kids now.
We're all growing up.
100 shows in, you'd think we would have gotten somewhere, right?
No, not us.
Okay. Like naughty teenagers.
We are the naughty teenagers. Brian, just imagine the trouble we would have gotten into Never mind.
Oh,
we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, my gosh. You and I would have been thick as thieves.
We don't have enough time in a day to go through what you guys do.
All we would have done, we would have just sat around and planned, like, practical jokes, and that would have been, yeah.
And then we would have called Witch Jody and said, what should we do now? Okay, so we touched a little bit in segment two about psychic and mediumship abilities. So, Jody, what do you, as you are like on fire with your gifts and abilities as you are just whooping up. Did you like that sound effect? Was a whoomp, right?
Whoomping up, I like that.
You offer different, not only do you have your store, not only do you have your healing center, but you also do one-on-ones. You also teach classes. Yeah. You have different practitioners that are coming into your store. I mean, you are becoming like this ecosystem in Stillwater of like the place to go in all curiosity in your world. If anyone had the question about what's the difference between psychic and mediumship abilities, how would you describe that?
I'm going to do it in very lame and simple terms.
Do it.
Psychic is a person who talks to you about the here and now and what's coming, okay, in the physical realm right now, here, present. Mediumship is when we are communing with the other side and actually bringing forth people from spirit world or the dead, bringing your ancestors forward, your family members, friends, whomever, to speak with you. We're channeling what they have to say to have a communication. And you're all born with it. People don't realize that. And people will shut it off. When we were little kids, this is a great way to do it. When you were a little kid, you probably had a friend, your imaginary friend. And your parents got tired of Sally, Bobby, Joe, and said, enough of that, Jody or Kelly or Brian. You're done with that. We're not going to play with the imaginary friends. Come on, that's just pretend, blah, blah, blah. Most likely it was your spirit guide. It was a dead person. You know, who knows? You shut it down because we were told in our society, we're told that doesn't exist. Knock it off. And so we shut it down. You can reopen it. And it is a class I teach. It's called Opening Your Psychic Awareness. And it is going to be coming up. I'm not sure because Mr. Ryan, who helps me a lot with my media, I'll either have it the last week in November or it will be coming up at the beginning of December. So watch probably the end of this week, beginning of next week, he'll have it out on my website where you can purchase the class. And that's what we do. I go through and I teach you how to do this. Kelly's actually sat in this class. She knows what I'm talking about. And it's very well received. So I do teach about that. Yes.
So last year at Paganicon, last session, Witch Jody had a standing room only class that she taught. Like, I came in and I was like still a couple minutes early. Yes, Brian, I was a couple minutes early. I had to go sit at the front of the room on the floor, like right next to Jody.
Looking at everybody. Yep.
Yeah.
Because when I go to Paganicon and I teach my courses, and the room that we were in, Kelly, was a smaller one, I get the big ones and I the same thing. When I have the bigger platforms, the bigger venue part, it's not even standing room. Like people, like they do stand in the back where they're sitting on the floor all over the place to the point where they have to shut the doors because I'm over fire capacity. People do come for that. I'm educated in what I teach and I don't take it lightly. I don't teach what I don't know because I'm very in depth, but if it's something that I'm not 100% sure on, I make sure I have the proper information or I get you to the proper educator that can go a little bit more in depth if I'm just touching on it. That's why I have the practitioners at my store. I do. I've got great psychic mediums. I have got people who are astrologists here, so you can get a full astrology, like your full birth chart. Have somebody sit down and go through in depth with you about everything. I have tarot readers. palmistry people, the people who read your palms. I have got people who do crystal ball reading. So I have the full gamut here. And now at the Healing Center, I really want to announce this today. You can actually start booking it for this next week. I have a brand new practitioner. Her name is Deb Roselle. She is going to start on Sunday. And she does past life regressions and hypnotherapy. She's an intuitive healer. We are offering Reiki now. We are offering the whole kit and caboodle. I have a nutritionist on board that will be starting here at the beginning of December. We are going to have her come in and teach some classes about nutrition and then sit down with you on a one-on-one to help you so that you can help heal your body. Julia from Astrologize It. She is my flower essence gal. We have flower essences available. She teaches about different things in kitchen witchery and tinctures and stuff like I do. And at the beginning of the year, I am launching my herbal courses again, which I used to teach in the community, and I haven't had time. We're going to relaunch that. Jay Ryan, one of my, he's my right-hand man. He is my divination manager, and he helps me with an awful lot. We are actually devising for not only online classes, we are going to have coursework that you can purchase online. We're still kind of hammering out the thing, so it won't be available quite yet. But when it goes live, holy crap, you're going to be able to buy the whole coursework, and it's going to have handouts, you know, PowerPoints, the whole nine yards, so you can do it at your leisure at home. And we're going to make it affordable for people, because my whole goal for starting this was to give a safe haven for people to come and learn and to help the community to grow and be healthier and be a better person. And that's what I'm doing. I walk the walk. I talk the talk. Being a witch, I've done this for, I don't know, 45, 46 years at this point. Being a nurse, I've been doing it over 20 years. And I've taken science and I've taken the magical and I've combined them together to create what I have.
Amazing. Kind of piggybacking on that, I have a question that I'd love to hear your insight on. You know, when you were talking earlier about being a child and maybe having a imaginary friend or something like that, why, like, what is your, do you have a practical understanding of a point in history where someone powerful decided, okay, we're going to teach people to just discount that? And we're going to start doing it when kids are really young so that they, is there some kind of agenda for doing that? And like, do you have any historical context for it? I'm genuinely curious.
So I don't have like validated proof of this. Cause I haven't gone to go look for the validated proof, but when way back when, like Roman times, when the Romans came through and started plowing through, right. And going all over Europe, you had small villages, and the small villages kind of did their thing. They had their medicine men, women, whatever. They kind of ran the village. Everybody came to them because they would heal them. They would take care of them. If they were sick, they took care of you. They did the birthing, all that kind of stuff. Because of that, when a different group of people who wanted to rule the area would come through, okay, they had to make them the bad guys, so to speak, so that the village would quit following the medicine person and follow over here to the new culture. Okay, with that, just that little basic knowledge. Now you get little Sally Joe in your little village, and she is gifted, and she can see energies, and she is a natural born healer. She can figure things out. They were protecting the children. So if you were the parent of said child, you wanted to protect your children. We as parents today, what do? We protect your children. So you don't want the Romans or whoever to come and grab your child and kill your child to do off with them because the higher power over here was afraid of your child. You're going to teach your child, keep that to yourself. No, that's not real. You're just pretending. Or if somebody overheard it and they were afraid and we're going to rat you out. Oh, no. She was just playing. She plays with the rocks. You know, oh, no, she was playing with her dolls or whatever. That is where it started. And it just has carried on. If you talk about the gypsy families, like over in Romania and whatnot, the true people who really were psychic medium type people, it was the same thing. You had to hide things so that they weren't going to like witch hunt you, so to speak. And that has followed to the Americas. Most of us have been born with it. Now, when I was a little girl, And I realized I could do some of the same things I could do. And I could see the dead and whatnot. I kept it to myself because, number one, I don't want to be the weirdo in class. I don't want to be picked on. We grew up in a different society compared to what our kids are growing up in. We didn't have social media. God help those that are doing social media. Now, my daughter, who is turning 30 this year, she's very gifted. She's been able to do this. I mean, when the girl was not even a year old and she could finally sit upright, she was doing this and grabbing at stuff. I couldn't figure it out until she was three. Again, I still did the church thing to appease my ex-husband. And when she could put a word to it, it was, "Mama, can't you see the angels?" And I'd be like, "Oh shit, she sees the spirits." Because yeah, I could, you know, but I didn't want to talk about it. And then when my grandmother died, when she was five, she was having a full out conversation with her. I was busy not paying attention to grandma because I'm grieving. I'm shut down.
Right.
And she had a conversation and I'm like, "Bailey, who are you talking to?" And she looks at the rocking chair and she goes, "Great grandma." And I'm like, "Do you see great grandma right now?" And she's like, "Yeah, she's right there in the chair." And then all of a sudden the chair started moving. I'm like, "Son of a pumpkin." Yeah. She can see and hear the dead. I never shut it off. But she didn't want any of her friends to know because she didn't want to get picked on in school. Social media has been good for the paranormal and our grouping, like in this realm, as far as people who do witchcraft and energy work and stuff, because we're opening avenues that have been shut down for years. We're also not afraid of it as we were. My generation, Gen X, has, I don't want to swear on live, but basically they're the, we don't give a rat's hooey hi. You know what? Our parents were like, here's a string, here's a ball, go out and figure it out.
Yeah.
We didn't have this stuff. We went out and you fell down, you got up, you kept doing it. We had to figure it out. We're not afraid of stuff. So whether it is a government conspiracy, no matter what it is, we just kind of, we look at it, shake our head, take it with a grain of salt and go, "Yeah, okay, well, whatever. We're going to just keep plowing on through. We don't want to hear the BS. We're going to just do what needs to be done." We raise our children a little bit more like that, but we also raise them where we're not going to allow kids to pick on you and that kind of stuff. So the generations below us are a little bit more softer. But Kelly will even tell you, with star seeds are not my world, but with star seeds and all this kind of stuff coming through with the love, the light movement, which has been going on since the 70s, kids are being brought in. You're seeing more star seeds being born into our world and into our realm to help us adjust. People talk about the frequencies rising. We're talking about the Christians are saying it's going to be the rapture. People who are true energy healing, when we talk about going to 5D, the old world, new world, it isn't like, oh, it's the old world going away and it's only the new survive. It's not like the biblical thing that they keep talking about. It is a, if you can only see it in 3D and you can only see what you've always seen, you're not going to understand that energy shift and you're not going to understand that the energy healings work and people can speak with the dead and you can talk to your higher self, your spirit guides, to direct you in the proper way so that you can fulfill your life and not have the karmic backfall. So when we leave this realm, we don't have all that karma to take with us. That is what true 5D is. It's about being kind to others, understanding to others, and quit being so hateful. Because when we're putting out hate, it's you're hurting things. There is a saying that says, your thoughts are words in motion. If you think it, you can perceive it. You've heard those words. So quit thinking the negative things like, oh, I hope this business does bad. And then all of a sudden you see it fall and you're thinking, woohoo for me. No, not woohoo for me. That sucks for them because you could have taken their livelihood away. You could have taken food off at their table or out of their mouths. Your thoughts can hurt others. So we don't want to just not say it. We don't want to even think it. We want to think loving thoughts toward others and help people. Help people reach the next level. Does that help a little bit for you, Brian, for what I said? Or, I mean, what you asked?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I kind of intuited that, you know, as these structures of society were put in place and there was an understanding of, you know, power dynamics, mm-hmm. that
control.
It was probably something, you know, control. And that was an illuminating insight there that you had, Jody, and I'm personally grateful and I can't wait for the feedback from everyone listening. This has been an amazing show with Witch Jody Jacobson. MidwestWitcheryHealing.com. Check out her store, go to her website, find your way to her, and enjoy.
Yeah, our products are not all online, but you know, definitely you can book the practitioners, read about them, see what they offer.
So many opportunities, and you meet people where they're at, which is just beautiful. Well, you guys, guess what? Can you believe that was 48 minutes? Like, we just started just chatting, and that's what we love. And we create the safe space, you create the safe space, and we come together, and it's beautiful. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us today. If you saw us live or you see us on our podcast and whatever, it's an honor. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kelly from Edge Magazine. Check out your local Edge Magazine. And on behalf of Brian and Jody, have an amazing day, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Ever find yourself stuck, disconnected, or overwhelmed in life? Meet Wendy Benning Swanson, a beacon of transformation who emerged from her own healing journey to reconnect with her inner power. Now, she's on a mission to guide others on a path of rediscovery. Wendy's healing sessions clear mind clutter, ease anxiety, and bring joy, leading you back to your true nature. Ready to explore your inner power? Join Wendy for a complimentary one-hour session. Curious? Schedule your free consultation at wendybenningswanson.as.me/ZOOM.